Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbells. We take you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. And of course, tonight, we have already hit on a number of schools and conferences. It is time now to head out to the ACC as big news this past week as Clemson's offensive coordinator, Chad Morris, has been named SMU's new head coach. And with us tonight on the Stuart Cadillac guest line is Lou Sahadi. He is a sports writer, prolific sports writer and author. And, of course, he's joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line. Real people, real value, real simple. Lou, it's your first time on the show. It's nice to be have you with us on this Friday night.
Hey, it's nice to have you on this evening.
Okay, well, we've got a lot of ground to cover, and I'm very anxious to get your reaction on Chad Morris's hiring, the man behind the hurry-up, the no-huddle, high-tempo offense. I guess it wasn't that big of a surprise that Chad made quite an impression over the past 4 years at Clemson running that Tigers offense.
Not at all. You hit the nail on the head. All those good things you said about him are true. His up-tempo offense absolutely brought Clemson out of the, I don't want to say the dark ages, but brought him up another tier, there's no question about it. And look, you can tell the value of this man by he is probably one of the highest paid offensive coordinators in the country. He got over seven-figure money just to stay at Clemson. So for him to leave there and go to SMU, boys, you better open up the coffers.
Well, the hiring, it certainly, Lou, you would say it made sense because he's a Dallas native. He attended what SMU games as a kid growing up, and he would head over and watch so many of those games, and he spent, 16 years as a high school coach in Texas.
Well, that'll help with recruiting, number one. And number two, it's a dream job for him. It's anybody, any coach that coaches out there always wants to come back to their hometown and make be a hero. He'll do it.
Yes, Lou Sahadi is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, well-known sports writer and author. Of course, we have extended an invitation to him tonight because his latest book that he has produced, it is titled 100 Things Clemson Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It is truly the ultimate resource for true Clemson fans. We're going to get into that momentarily, but let's pause for a moment. Let's take a deep breath, Lou. Give us an overview and just kind of summarize how the season has played out so far, and what do you believe are the best bowl chances for the Tigers this year?
Okay, I thought they had an excellent year, 9-3. What's probably held them back from at least a 10 or 11 game winning season is the fact that they have a rookie quarterback, Deshaun Watson, who is going to be big, big, big. Clemson, this Clemson team now, they'll end up in a decent bowl. Saturday night is a big game when Florida State and Georgia Tech meet. Georgia Tech beat Clemson when this kid went down, okay? If Florida State beats Georgia Tech and beats them pretty bad, I think Clemson could jump possibly into the Orange Bowl. I would say right now they're sitting at a bowl in Orlando, and nothing will be known until Sunday. Mm-hmm. But this is, I'll tell you, listen, this is going to be a tough team next year because their three offensive stars are all freshmen.
Wow. Yeah, it's a young team. They've got a lot of players that are up and coming. You know, talking about the bowl game, I mean, is there a particular matchup that you would perhaps desire that you'd like to see and might be a good fit?
Yes, I like it. I'll be honest with you, I hope it's in Miami because I live in Boca Raton.
Right.
So that's a hop, skip, and a jump to jump into the press box. But to show you the value of Chad Morris, you did see what Dabo Swinney, the head coach of Clemson, did. He didn't bring in an offensive coordinator from outside the university. What he did was have two of his coordinators become the coordinators for offense. He's going to have two offensive coordinators instead of one. But that's the system they love that Chad has developed. And these two coaches, who I have not met, to be honest with you, even though I'm down here touring on a book tour, they apparently will follow up on Chad's philosophy.
Hey, we are so glad you made it a point to join us on this Friday night right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, having a wonderful conversation with Lou Sahadi right here. Of course, he is a prolific author and sports writer, has released a new book, 100 Things Clemson Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. We're going to talk about that here in just a second. But you were talking about head coach Dabo Swinney. He really has done an amazing job. I mean, I think Clemson is in very good hands, continues to, I would say, re-energize the program, especially, I mean, you look back, a week ago, that 35-17 win over South Carolina.
Yeah, I was there, and I really enjoyed it. They really dominated the Gamecocks, and It just shows you when you have a quarterback is so important. Watson had sat out those two games that they lost, and when he got back on the field, he changed the whole dynamics of the offense. He didn't know if he was going to run. He didn't know if he was going to throw. So, you know, he had the Gamecocks back on the heels on defense. He really did. And you could portend what the future is going to be with the two running backs and Watson. They're going to be tough next year. They'll go for 10, 11 wins next year easily.
So how does a win like that, Alou, how is that going to impact the recruiting for Clemson?
Oh, it's going to impact it tremendously. There's no question about it. I mean, if I was an offensive player, let's start with the offense. If I was an offensive player, I'd definitely look at Clemson because of the up-tempo deep offense. Defense, they had the number one and number two defensive team in the whole country. So that program is well-rounded. It's well-fortified. It's got a great future. I mean, it's a winning program. If I was a kid in high school, I'd definitely give Clemson a shot.
Well, one of the guys I definitely want to ask you about is defensive coordinator Brent Venables. Obviously, you know I'm an Oklahoma girl, proud Sooner, very familiar with his time at OU. And this is it's hard to believe. I mean, it was his third season with the Tigers. Just give us your assessment of the job that he's done, because how has he been able to turn around Clemson's defense from a liability into a strength?
Well, the first job is recruiting. There's no question about it. You have to recruit whoever you are. You have to recruit players for your system, okay? A 6'9", 270-pound guy may not be for him. Maybe a 6'5", 250-pound guy will be for him if he wants speed. But he developed a great grade. I mean, I look for him to leave in another year or two, I'll be honest with you. I mean, to finish number one and number two on defense in the entire country, that is pretty strong.
Hey, Lou Sahady, with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I promise, just one more timely, relevant question in regards to the Clemson Tigers. And I'm going off the top of my head. Was the last time they won a national title, was it in 81?
It was in 1981. And I'll tell you a funny story about that. My literary agent called me and said, I got a good book contract for you. I said, what's that now? Oh, a book on Clemson football. I said, are you serious? I honestly said that. She said, what do you mean? I said, who's going to buy that book? You know, she said, hey, don't think nationally, just think regionally. They got a great fan base. And when I went down there to do my research, I was blown away by the people down there, honestly. They were great. One of the head coaches there, the former legend, Frank Howard, used to call me the Yankee from New York. But they opened their hearts for me. They opened anything I wanted. They were great cooperative. And I really experienced some of those games down there. They were a tremendous fan base. I'd like to know of any stronger fan base in the entire country than the Clemson fan base.
Well, the Tigers certainly have a reputation as a consistent program, but I have to wonder what it will take for them to be a national contender. Boy, time is quickly flying by. Tell us about the new book, 100 Things Clemson Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. You were just highlighting how passionate the fans are, how engaged they are with the program. Just kind of give us the layout of the book.
It was a fun book to write. It's really 100 vignettes, so I had to do a lot of research. I had to research almost the entire athletic department and have some help from some of the people down there who are very gracious. I mean, I couldn't name the 100 great things in Clemson history, but they could. And once you got the list of 100, then you had to research them and, you know, write maybe little vignettes, 500 to 1,000 words on each. So I enjoyed writing it. I really did. And once I get in a writing mood, I can write all day, I'll be honest with you. So I enjoyed it. I've met some people there that I haven't seen since 1983, and they remembered me. Lou, it's good to see you, you know. So I felt it was sort of a second homecoming for me, and I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed writing it.
Well, you do a great job, and an inside look at an extraordinary team, especially in 1981, as we were just highlighting, talking about that national championship led by head coach Danny Ford. What did you share in the book about that?
Danny Ford was a great guy. No, it's amazing. Clemson has so many Alabama roots. Frank Howard came out of Alabama. Then Danny Ford came out of Alabama. And Dabo Sweeney came out of Alabama.
Ah, yeah.
So it's sort of a pipeline, right? It's pretty strange.
Sure.
All these three head coaches who are legends down there at this point in time, they all came from Alabama. Danny Ford was a great guy. He's a big old country boy, drives a pickup truck, pair of jeans and a baseball cap, man, and he's low-keyed, and I did a signing with him the first week I was down there. I'm telling you, you thought he was Santa Claus. The mothers will come up with this. Mr. Ford, would you take a picture of my kid? I said, yeah, buy a book. He said, oh, that's okay, Lou, that's okay. And he accommodated everybody. So he's really, he's, a very, very popular man, probably the most popular coach in the history of that school.
It is a fascinating ring, the ultimate resource for true Clemson fans, 100 things Clemson fans should know and do before they die. We've been going one-on-one with Lou Sahadi, prolific sports writer and author, and I can't wait to have you back on the show because we're going to talk about one of my favorites, and that is Frank Sinatra. You had an opportunity to do a one-on-one interview with him, and I can't wait to hear about that. Okay, Lou?
You got it.
Okay, much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.